Hi guys, welcome to Books with Abna. So today we are continuing one of our series on the podcast. It is Book Clubs in Ghana. And I'm happy to say I have two of my friends here, two of my favorite people on Bookstagram.
Don't give me listeners.
So every day you people say this thing.
Yes, we want them to give you
listeners. Why? Why?
If you made us record this,
so that if you blow.
I have two of my favorite people here, Nasiba and Bene, owners of the Two Book Club, that's how it's called, right?
Yes.
Okay, so since we are talking about book clubs in Ghana, when did you start the book club? Why did you start the book club? What was the inspiration for the book club? Bene, let's start.
There was actually, as we didn't have any inspiration, we didn't even dream of starting a book club. We wanted to join another book club, but they said it was closed. It was just for close people. So we were like, okay, then let's start our own book club so that we can also discuss. But I think that's how it started. Like, we had no intention to start a book club. Does anybody have anything to see?
That's why we went to join our own. It was just frustration. We just wanted a place to be.
Yeah.
And then we could not join that book club because, as Bennett
said... There's a quote for this thing. Be the change you want to see.
This one, we're not even trying to be the change we wanted to see.
We just wanted community.
They just closed door on us and we're looking for communities. That's why we started...
Isn't the Bookstagram community enough for you?
No, like, we're looking for, like, a place where we can, like, pick a book, talk about it, discuss, have fun, all those things.
But
also, like, an outlet where, you know, we read premium books.
We
wanted an outlet to spread the word, you know, put people on to good content, and just, like, have fun while doing it. And the wider Bookstagram community doesn't give you that.
Yeah.
Like, we just wanted something close, like a community.
Okay.
And we didn't want it to, like, be, like, just Bookstagrammers. Like, there are people that read that don't necessarily feel the need to share on social media.
Mm.
They just want, like, to just come and talk about it and just move on. Like, not necessarily be a part of, like, basically.
Okay, so how long ago has... Did you start
since last year? We started last
year. So it's been a year. How has the ride been?
Do you know we are 1 year.
Did you even know? Oh my God.
It's true. We started in March.
March is 1 year.
God, we are 1 year. So you forgot about your 1 year anniversary.
We have to do party for that one.
We have to do party for 1 year.
Oh my God. Can you just imagine? Anyway.
We can't believe we are 1 year. Because we didn't even think we'll be a month.
Wow. But now it's good, right? It's going very well.
Yeah.
Tell me about the journey.
So right now, we have our book club members are spread across countries.
Yes, international book club. Can you just imagine?
And it's like, we always have clashes when we have to do book club. Because like, it's like, this person's time schedule doesn't allow it. Or this person has a flight somewhere.
Yeah.
So right now, we decided to like make it different, like a silent book club.
Okay.
Like, so we share the book. If you have any comments, anything you want to share, you put it on the page, and then people will comment, people will give their thoughts on the page, and then so it's like we just put the book there, we share the book for the month.
Okay.
And then we leave people to read at their own convenience.
Okay.
All that matters is you are reading. At the end of the year, you've read something. That's the whole.
So I don't necessarily have to finish the book of the month. Is that the case?
Yes, you don't have to finish. It's not a competition, you know.
Right.
That, like we said, our book club is not like Bookstagrammers, you know. It's sometimes people just want to read, or just people want a certain kind of motivation. It's like having a reading buddy to like hold you through your reading journey. And so that's what the book clubs is like for everyone of us. So you don't necessarily have to finish. We've had a couple of meetings or Twitter spaces where people have not even read the book. And we've had very good conversations generally about it.
Wow. Yeah, so like we allow them to be like, because life is happening.
I mean, without that pressure to finish the book, won't they neglect the book?
No,
if you have to read 12 books in a year, and a person reads just one book in the year,
we are happy.
The goal is for people to read. And like,
it doesn't matter the numbers.
You know, like the thing with accessibility, people struggle to get books. Like, people don't get access to books like they get it. So like, we recommending books and giving people the opportunity to read something is all that matters. We are not looking for like a house full of people. Like, we just, if it's just one person that at the end of the day reads that particular book, we are good.
We are
like,
fine.
Yeah, that's the goal.
Okay. Anyway, let's talk about how do you pick your books for the book club. I would like to know. So far, so you've been a year.
Yes.
So let's just say, so far you've read 12 books.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I'm part of the book club. This is the only book club that fits into let me tell you my book club story. Let me get into it.
Hey, so, I share that story.
I went to a book club here in Ghana, and
they
I've been kicked out of 2 book clubs.
Yeah,
two. Exactly. And then I realized that I don't think I can stand the book club pressure, because it was always, you need to finish the book, and if you don't finish the book, you can't come for a discussion. If you don't finish the book, like, you know, that pressure to finish the book, and you know, life is happening.
No.
I have a 9-to-5. I had to. So sometimes the book you actually picked is not what I want to read.
Mm-hmm.
And funny enough, we are not getting a say in the choices of the book.
Yeah.
So I stopped. In fact, I made a point about it, and they kicked me out. That was my first book club. Second book club, Kampomenkai, I don't remember what happened that they threw me out. But then the issue is, this is the only book club that I've been able to fit in. So far, we've read Chintu, Ruthless, some of my favorite books. We are currently reading Harmattan Rain. But how do you pick your books? That was a question that I wanted to know.
So, for us at Two Book Club, one thing is that we don't claim to know it all.
Yeah.
And every month, it's a learning curve. Like, none of us have started a book club before.
So yeah.
We are winging it as we go. And so when we started, we decided that we'll allow people to pick the books. And so we'll give you, you know, a couple of
recommendations
and then you pick. However, that was a challenge because I don't know why. Maybe it comes from indecisiveness or just like you not knowing what to pick. So people were picking or not picking, you know, you were just having less people pick
and what book to read.
Exactly. And we knew that, and thinking about it from their point of view, like if you gave me 4 books and asked me to pick a book, I would want to know, okay, tell me, recommend, like, if you were you, what would you pick? Or what makes this book special? Because I'm thinking you have read the books before. And so we decided to try out something again. We said, okay, let's see if we pick the book for them. Let's see how that works.
Did that work?
Yes,
it did. That even worked better because, and thankfully, you know, Ben and I have been readers, and like we have very distinct tastes in books. And so we always just pick, and sometimes we're always very easy on the people. Like, we'd say that this title is something that we think that people will enjoy, or something that will create a certain kind of conversation.
Okay.
Or we just really want to hear the chaos. For example, when we picked You Made a Fool of Death with Your Beauty, it was that whole moral code. And I was like, this thing will create conversation.
It was one of the best. Like,
but have you ever picked the book? Sorry for cutting.
Mm-hmm.
But have you ever picked a book and then people did not like the book, did not enjoy the book, or they did not?
It's not that they did not like the book. They were on the split end. Like, I think that was with the Jennifer McCombs, first woman. Although people were like on the far end, it created a lot of conversation because, like, okay, at the end, like, listening to each other's perspective, we got to realize that, oh, actually, it's a nice body of work. Like, it's a very, very ambitious body of work. So I think it's not like people didn't like it. Maybe generally it's overambitious for them, or maybe it was too wordy for them, or like, but generally the story and plots.
I mean, every time you're coming to Jennifer McCombs' book, you have to come with a certain form of knowing that this woman, she's into historical fiction.
Yes.
And she would always start from that point in history. Exactly. You just have to come bearing that thought in mind.
Exactly. And so, you should be somebody who is interested, actually. Yeah. Like, you should be interested in, like, history, culture.
Yes, because
Makumbi has that. So I can understand why somebody would find, like, for example, the way I find,
but that,
like,
was, like, one of our most interesting conversations, yes, like, we ever had, like, girl, woman, and that. And I think the
first woman.
And August Town. Like,
yeah, August Town. You know, it was because of your book club that I read it. It's always been on my shelf.
Like,
and it's always been there. If it was not book club, I would not have picked that book. Because it was on my shelf.
Exactly.
And I didn't find the push.
Gems.
I just couldn't find the push to pick the book. So that's what is happening to me right now. There are some books that you are picking that are on my TBR pile. I've not found the push or the need to pick them up. And it's been there. But because it's not a book club read, I have to at least
like try.
Try.
I think one of the things we also did at the beginning was we when we first gave the option, we realized that people had interest in certain books, right?
Yeah.
So it also sort of informed us, like, what are... like our book club members were looking for.
Okay.
So it made us like know like which kind of books to bring, which kind of books to bring into the conversation, and which month to bring what, because like, you know, life is happening and people want, sometimes they want something light, sometimes they want something heavy. So we sort of give them
but
that
then, balance. And we balance it out, heavy and light, heavy and light.
So my question, my next question would be, is your book club only for African literature, or this is a diverse?
Oh, it's not
because
mainly,
Afghanistan is not in Caribbean.
Yes, it's not mainly for African literature. But well, thanks to Bene, because Bene is trying. I mean, Bene is attempting to diversify my palette, as she calls it. And so, they are like, I'm not like I'm when it comes to foreign literature. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm on an even legs. Yeah. Everybody knows that. But most importantly,
it's more of the story.
It's the story.
And the conversation it will bring.
It's like, what it's carrying. Mm-hmm. It's the story. And we just don't want you to, I mean, even though we want you to just read and just read, like, it doesn't matter what you're reading, just read.
Just read.
But
like,
also,
basically.
It's the story. And so it's just not African literature. Although, and if you've realized that we've been reading a lot more African literature, then I am actually to blame, because then I'm the one who is pushing, like, those books. But we try to read,
make it very diverse.
For example,
diverse.
In January, we read like a poem, Poetress,
Woman Eats Me Whole.
And we had a really nice listening party, and she even joined in, which was nice.
I think you did an IG live.
And she joined in. Like, it was really she even made us add her. She talked. Like, there were even some poems that I was saying that, this poem, it looks like I was trying to understand where it was coming from, and she gave more insight.
Okay,
it was nice. And the reason we read it is the year is just starting. Like, we've had a very, let's go easy. Like, just rejuvenate your soul.
Instead of you to, like, make it. And basically, like, our book club is like a house where you come and you find a book. Like, if, like, you're looking for a book, maybe you read a book in January, you didn't read it, but we've put all the books there. So, like, if you go, like, okay, I can find this book. Oh, okay, let me just read this book. Like, we are not necessarily looking. One of the things, I think book clubs put a lot of pressure on people.
Like, people don't understand.
We
like,
don't
it's
like
a lot of pressure.
So the thing
because
is, we are lazy people.
Life is
exactly. So it's like, our book club is just lazy book club readers. Like,
because we are lazy.
Life is already too much.
You don't know what is happening in a particular month for someone for you to say that, okay, maybe the book we picked might be triggering for that person.
Yeah,
so maybe that person
maybe
might
the
want
person
to
is going
skip that particular month.
And you pick maybe Sunday, maybe.
And if you're a mood reader like me, you may choose this book
and
leave
it.
So
at the end of the day, we just want you to read something. Even if it's just a page you've read, like, you've done amazing.
And even on the page, we have people who come in, we have people who ask, like, can you resend the book? And that is like maybe 4 months ago. And they say, oh, this title, can you please resend it? I'm trying to download it.
Okay.
I'm not able to download it. Then you just know that the person is now going to get
into
the book.
So then my next question would be, how do you do your discussions? Are they physical, online?
All of it. We do.
So how do you know?
So as of last year, we were doing both physical and virtual, and then I think a bit of Twitter space. But this year, we sort of like left it on the page, on the WhatsApp page, because of convenience, and to also get people to like, basically not feel the pressure. Like, it's not everybody that reads that wants to come out to talk about it. It's not everybody that... Some people just want the book so that I know that, like, I have a book I can read, like, basically. So this year, we are thinking of doing more IG lives.
Yes.
More...
Yeah, with the authors.
Yes, and, more IG lives, unhinged content.
And then bringing our book club members who want to be a part of the... Like, we don't want to, sort of make it a must that you have to join book club conversation. Like, we are just creating this space for people to be able to read. So we'll do IG lives where we invite some of our book club members to join us have the conversation if they want to and stuff like that. Or pick out a day where maybe they want to meet virtually and have a virtual meeting.
But so also this year,
the discussion is not really decided.
This year we decided to change it.
No, this year we are changing it a bit. And this year, so we are looking to doing things like, if we are meeting, we are looking to have maybe, unless we are meeting, let's say, at the end of the year or like half yearly meetup, that's it. But also that has to be laced with something fun that we'll be thinking about. And we're also even thinking of like a silence reading. So if we meet, and we're just trying to structure whether it should be in the evenings, we just meet, everybody just read
nobody's talking to each other, and we just get up and go. Necessarily like a conversation, like we have to talk about the book. Because we are lazy people, like I said, but and we are imagining ourselves like book club members.
Book club discussion I came, there was this girl who was really quite, she was shy. So I can just imagine that the silent book reading will fit for somebody
exactly. Like I said, our book, like Vanessa, our book club,
no, and you know, like, surprisingly, nobody has left the page. Although, like, we don't actively, like, have virtual meetings or, like, everybody is just interested in the book you are recommending for the man and they are looking forward to having that reading experience. But nobody has left the page. They put in comments once in a while. People even sometimes come and put what they are reading for the man. Yeah. And they sometimes share even books out of book club reads. I think that's the whole essence. It's just like, we are like a silent, lazy family.
Life so is
how,
hard.
How do I join the book club?
Oh, just DM us on Instagram. We'll send you the link to join our
DM us as in DM the
two book club page on Instagram. Okay. Or you can DM me personally on
Benedict. But who is eligible to join? Is there an age?
You don't have age limit.
Some of the books you read. How about somebody who's like 14 years?
If they can read and they want to read.
Are you serious?
No, but we are not reading erotic content.
No, but some of the...
What are some of the books you think...
You made a fool of death.
Yes, what is wrong with the book?
The first pages... what? Something...
Do you know what...
Faye decided what she wanted to be.
No, but hold on. I'm saying that for a certain age, that's a bit...
I think...
But you've not had the age problem yet for your book club. That's why.
We've not had.
Because if the age was... You've had people above 18.
Yes.
So
we don't even know the ages of our book club members. We don't really...
But you know there are no children in the book.
There are no children.
Exactly. But even if they are, like...
So, I feel like some of your content, some of the books you are picking...
What books
I mean,
did we pick that you think is bad? Tell us.
You made a fool of death with your
beauty. What made it bad?
I'm not saying it's bad. You know, I'm not saying that...
It's supposed to be supervised content.
Yes. So it's supposed to be like... You know how when children are watching... When we're kids, we're watching parental...
Yes.
So that's what I'm saying.
But even though you made a feel like we gave this thing. I remember that I said that this book, like you have to, if your moral compass, like who's give like some small disclaimer before we put it there.
Okay, because but we don't have age.
We don't.
But who is eligible? Tell me.
No, it's okay. You want us? Okay, 18 boys, and above.
Boys, girls.
Not 18 and above. 16.
Everybody. So let's start age.
Boy, girl, men, women, mother, father, grandmother, grandauntie, everybody is invited to our book club. It's open. It's all inclusive. Like, we are not banning anybody. If you feel you want to read, join a lazy family of book club readers. We invite you all to join us, basically. It's just a home for readers.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So basically, everybody can join.
Everybody.
How do they join?
Even send if you want to, you can create children page for you.
Two book club junior.
Exactly. Yeah.
Don't worry, you know, we can
two junior.
Like Disney Junior. Yes. That's it.
We'll create and recommend books for like kids. People younger than us as well.
Okay, but so once we send a DM, that's it.
Send us a DM. Shoot us a DM. We'll add it to our page and then you can take it from there.
But are there any ground
rules? We don't take... And also, you don't have to pay to join our book club, please.
Hey, people pay to join a book club in this Accra here. There was one of the book clubs that you have to buy book every month. I will never forget.
That's one of the book clubs they sacked you from.
I know.
You are not obliged to buy any book. You are not forced to read any book. You can join us as and when you feel like which book club pick speaks to you and you want to read, join us in reading. That's fair with us. You are not obliged. We don't take any money. We don't take any money from our book club members. This is just to put it out here.
So hold on. If you pick a book of the month and I want a copy,
we can help you.
We arrange on discounts. We have
we partner with other book clubs and you get a book at a discounted price.
Yes.
At a discounted price. So feel free, join our family. And
are there any ground rules or principal rules? I mean, for every community, you know, for every
like
community.
Don't breathe. Respect. No, respect.
So exactly, let me finish the question. So you respect. You know what I was coming to say.
Well, okay, you say.
Exactly. So are there any ground rules or principal like guidelines for being part of your book for a discussion, for instance? So maybe we are talking about something, let's say a very dicey topic, or a very, and then you realize that one person is shutting the other down, that's not allow the person to talk. What are the ground rules or some of the things you have put in place so that things that would foster a good discussion would happen?
Respect, mutual respect. Everybody's opinion is valid. Yeah. Nobody is ever... And I think we've not even had that challenge of where somebody's opinion like has been trashed or like... It's like it's just a beautiful... That's the beauty about our book club. You can, like, someone can, and then everybody's open to listen to everybody's perspective. So it makes it, like, very interesting. Yeah. It makes the conversation interesting because we all can't think the same. So,
And when it comes to book club, it's like we are gisting, we are just having a conversation.
Imagine going to a book club.
And we even sometimes relate it to, like, our living here in Ghana.
And our daily lives. Yeah. Imagine going to a book club and all you're thinking about is, hey, what if what I'm going to say is important, is valid? Like, what if they ask me question? Like, you know that kind of thing.
Come and throw. Even if you throw shade, we'll laugh.
Like, you know how you are going somewhere, you know it's your first time and you are afraid, you are full of nerves, just anxiety. Going to a whole place because you don't know some of the things that will happen over there.
And I don't even know whether you remember when we were discussing August Town. It had like, we had like a very... people on the other side and people on the other side. And it was just a beautiful discussion. Like, whatever you say is valid.
I guess Town is actually a beautiful book.
Yes.
Like, totally Kia Miller's writing.
Top chef's kiss.
I'm just trying to imagine who he writes, like, in terms of African literature. I can't find anybody. Maybe Small Worlds.
Caleb and Elvin James, but then the writing is different.
Caleb is a bit deeper. Like, Caleb or Delve. They say we should not use the word Delve. It's an AI
word. They can't tell me what to say.
Like, Caleb is a very...
Caleb
common word.
It's a Ghanaian word.
It's like when you go for meetings, let's delve into this topic.
Even in class, let's delve into that.
Anyway, so back to what we were saying. So it's not about I can speak, I can talk. No. It's for everybody.
Just come and collect books and read.
That's so what if you realize that they are shutting somebody down? Say, oh, money panic.
Our book club, nobody does.
We've set the ground. You see, before we
started, we made it quite clear
that, you see...
And it's like, everybody is like sort of like mature. Like, everybody...
The
beautiful thing is everybody has a mind of their own. So nobody is coming to say that, okay, your opinion is not valid. We can agree to disagree on certain things, but we've never... I think there was one time it was one book that was sparking a conversation on the page, and everybody was, Mommy. Yes. It was somebody's recommendation.
In fact, me, Crampo, that day, me and you and everybody
Senna,
wherever you are, shout out to you, Senna.
Yeah, and Adjoa and on the page, we're just commenting.
Two girls don't like Mommy. Have you guys considered Mommy for book club?
No.
It was smack so much.
No, I get where people... let's wrap up our book club conversation and then Mommy.
I'm just saying that this book in question, you know how people extreme ends. If you like it, you like it. If you hate it, you
Did
hate
you
it.
Did you see the tweet where the worst books you've read? Somebody said Mommy. Mommy and Samantha, Mommy and Wahala, and I said, on this hill I shall die. Me that went to say, on this hill I shall die. I'm the one they were coming to drag. Say, I should explain. The one who said Wahala and Mommy, gay. You didn't even ask me.
These people are saying that that book, Daily Wears Destiny.
That book, look, whatever they are doing, they should continue. The covers are beautiful,
gorgeous. Beautiful gowns. Those are the books called beautiful gowns.
But like, then beautiful inside, gowns. It's nonsense. Just empty rocks. It's just
like,
crazy.
You know, every time I want to read, you know, there are some books you can give graces to, like, Mommy. Like, you can explain why you will like it.
Like, when I gave Mommy, it's a book you can't explain. I think I might bump it up to like 3.25 because the perspective of the first child, those things. So it makes, I think most people took it from that.
I told you I don't like Mommy. I like Mommy. I just told you
Mommy
my difference.
Mommy has several themes. It's like, in terms of themes, it was multiple themes. But a lot of people took just one theme and blew it out of proportion. That was the problem I had. I'm like, you see the pressure that we put African children go through as the first girl child.
I think first we looked at it like, if you're using Mommy,
you know that the context, name side, you see
cultural good. Context, like, and then you go into the story and you realize that like representation is also a problem.
I told you that was my problem with the book.
Then it makes you the reader who is Ghanaian not have like okay, I won't appreciate the story anymore because, like, basically,
but if you go and look at that,
that's the same way I also felt with One for Joy, Two for Sorrow. Mm-hmm. So that was my biggest problem. Like, the way she represented Ghana in the book.
The reason I've not read that book, in the beginning. Because when Abena finished reading it,
In the beginning, she misrepresented the country I love so much. And you grew up from here, so why do that? But by the middle and end, she had done well to bring. But why paint something black and later paint it white? You get shades of gray. You get. So it was the problem I had with One for Joy, Two for Sorrow. Because in the beginning, it looked like Ghanaians and Africans were, you know, don't do that. If you want to maintain that energy, keep it through it. If you want to talk about Africa in a positive way, keep the same energy. Yeah, anyway.
Our book club is a family.
So how do you ensure that there's 100% participation in the book club? Like,
I think we've already talked about it.
We don't force anybody to participate.
But then that means everybody is like, oh, Minkasa, I won't talk.
So because they don't talk. Are you reading or you're not reading?
Give that microphone to Benin.
Like, basically, we are not forcing. See, I feel like there should be room for people to be themselves. Like, even though it's a community, there should be room for everybody to be able to express who they are. If you like talking, talk. If you don't like talking, just be there. Right. If you just want to be an observer, to just be there. We don't really care. Like, our book club, at the end of the day, we want you to read something. Like,
I'm thinking of it this way. It's a community, right? People join community for a sense of inclusivity. Like, I want to feel included.
Yeah.
So how do you ensure that, oh, that person feels like this is home to
Abina, are you not our member?
Why are you talking like this one? I ask question. Why? This is a podcast.
You feel well. Abina, you are a member.
I am a member.
Good.
Don't you feel welcome?
I'm a member of the book club.
How do you feel welcome?
Okay, so let me just be very honest. I'm having one of those honest conversations with you. Beginning of this year, I had a rough start to the year. I spoke about it on my previous episodes. We are going through grief and my mother was ill for most parts to December. So I don't know if you realize participation in book club, but I didn't feel the need to. When I came back, I started right on track.
Exactly.
Don't you feel a monk?
I didn't feel like, oh, I have to come back and do something to feel part of the community.
Mm-hmm.
But it could also be that I'm friends with you guys.
I used to be a part of a book club.
You post your share your experiences in other book club. I want to hear
that. That book club was a fantastic book club. It has an amazing,
I want you to share your experiences.
I think right now they are called Verse and Vine and Verse.
Ekwa was the first person
like she has about 10 book clubs.
If I can remember.
So please do listen. Awesome. Now that Benin has said it, she was on the podcast book club.
And I feel like it's also a home for if you want to, like, I feel every book club has the dynamics, right? So if you want to, there are book clubs for everybody. If you want a book club where you want to be pressured to read, there are ones for you. If you want a book club where you want to be a lazy reader and read at your own convenience, there's one for you.
Right.
If you want a book club that is always like hyper and doing things, there's one for you. Like, you get what I mean?
So you want a book club that you meet fiscally every month, there's one for you.
Like there's book club for everybody. So I feel like we have diversified ourselves. We have made ourselves like, this is who we are. This is what we stand for. Your routine, your schedule, whatever, you can join us. That's it.
But I want us to share our experiences in other book clubs. I'm sure this is not your first. Give it to Nasiba first. I want to hear from this one.
Me, I used to be part of. I don't want to.
Don't mention names. We just finished eating. I beg you. I'm not mentioning names. No names. I used to be part of this book club.
I used to be part of a book club.
Good.
This book club, I'll mention the name because it's a very fantastic book club.
Oh, the way you praise it.
Ghana Readers. I forgot to
name it. But
Ghana Reading or something. But we had a name before. And I loved, I mean, that book club was home. It gave community. And there were things we used to do after book club meetings. Like, we had like a ritual. So when ENNC opened, we started meeting at ENNC. But before ENNC opened, we're meeting. I don't even remember. We'll meet at a member's house. Like, there was one of our members
at this group.
We had different, you know. So we're always looking forward to like meeting. We'll take really nice photos, and then like it was just all like nice. Vibes and really nice. And we're just like a group of very interesting people. We're a lot. So if you want to come, sometimes when I come, we say, oh, we've not read the book. This one say, okay, I've read the book. We just talk. It was really nice. And the only thing is that, you know, life happened. Like, everyone was not working in Accra again.
Yeah.
You know, like you move.
You know, and I feel like a lot like of that. Book clubs are not making room for change.
Exactly.
Because the thing is, maybe you started your book club in the university. And your book club is that book club that will meet every month. So all
because
of you...
Because look at a friend's book club. They meet at just Kolobu. Yeah. Unless you're on Kolobu that you
can. Her book club is for medical students.
Uh-huh.
So my own is, you have to and make it's closed, change. Like, because the thing is, after 4 years, you will not be in the university again.
Actually, what even happened was that now when COVID broke, we didn't know what to do with it.
You see, you didn't know, because so your book club was this physical,
and that was what
that's how you felt like a community.
And that was it was not even a virtual thing. It was a physical thing that made us come together.
This is really good,
and we were really cool. We went eat our chicken. There were really nice things.
Diverse or change or adapt is very important.
And the thing about the one thing people don't realize about book club, running a book club is not easy
at all.
It's not easy.
So it's like, you tell me, give me
like
that tea.
A mother having different children, like a mother having like 4 children
and doesn't know what to do with them.
Hey,
like you know, like every needs. Child is different with their needs and what it comes with.
Yeah.
So that's basically how running a book club is. Like today, you might have very members who want to participate. Tomorrow, you might have members who just like want to be laid back. Next day, you might have members who just like are not like, okay, are very busy with life, running around, suffering from one thing or the other. Because like, we don't all share our personal experiences. Like, come and say that, oh, I'm having a child, so that's why I'm not part. Mm-hmm. Like, we all came together because of our love for reading. We don't know each other's personal, deep, whatever. Unless the person decides to share, right? So I feel like book clubs, you need to give grace to book clubs. Like, basically, don't take it too personal because you'll be heartbroken. Like, don't take... Like,
but how has it been managing the book club?
We just wing it all.
We wing it. Honestly, we don't have a manual. If we say we can tell you how it has been, we'll be lying. Because, like it. I said, every month, there's always something to, like, like I said, both of us, we are lazy, so you can imagine. So we even
it's not as if you are even lazy. Both of you have different, like, you have things to do aside even just being there.
So we even forget.
You have things to do. Don't you have work and everything, see, other thing? Nasiba.
If like Nasiba like this,
every day you call and say, I'm in an online meeting. Every day online meeting. We'll see on Bay Book Club. Online meeting. Every day, you are laughing. Every day online meeting.
Anya is so. And see, you need...
If we there's a book club that wants to come for our members and let them be a part of them,
No. We love
our members very much because they don't criticize us. They don't tell us, like, it's like day nine. You know, you are what you attract. Like, our spirit has attracted the right kind of people to us. So they don't even give us pressure. Oh, what? They like what is going on. We just post a thing, read this, and we just try and create content for our... Because... we try to create content together for our page just to like keep the love of reading. That's it. We run Bookstagram pages too.
Can you imagine? If you want to join our book club, come and like help moderate conversations and do whatever you can.
It's open.
It's open.
I think
and if you want to host us too and give us free food too.
We'll come.
Okay. So let's talk about where to find you. Personal account and then the book club account.
So you can find
spell please, Upo. You know Instagram is different. So at Bennett dot, you know, your underscore, do you have all those things there? You both should take your time for me. Now say it. Personal account.
So my personal account is at Bennett dot read on Instagram. On Twitter is...
X.
On X, sorry.
Me? X, I didn't know that, babe. Please.
On X is DZ underscore Bennett. Or even if you type Bennett Reads, like
you would
find me. On Storygraph at Bennett Reads. On... Goodreads at Benedicta Marina Jandu on Goodreads.
Goodreads is very important.
Goodreads, Nasiba.
Nasiba. Yeah,
Storygraph to Nasiba. Yeah. As you know, my name is not very common. So once you put it in, you will find me.
That's the thing.
On Instagram is Kakran. KARANG. It's the same thing for Twitter.
Okay.
Kakran.
And then the book club.
Two book club.
Two people having a book club, basically.
Yeah, that's so nice. Yes. I like the name.
Yeah.
Mm, interesting. Anyway, thank you so much for
thank you for coming
on my podcast. Pleasure. You people are so amazing. Right now, we are sitting at Dikan.
We know. We know.
We just finished having lunch. Is this even lunch?
Hey, snack.
Snack.
We just finished snacking, you know, because we wanted to collapse from hunger.
I know, right? We've been here and then we decided.
Thanks to Dikan for having such an amazing space for us to have this conversation.
It's true. That's very true. I mean,
shout out to Dikan.
Yes. So thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming on this podcast today. I'm really grateful that every time I invite you guys, if
it's always a pleasure.
If I know people will disappoint me, I know that both of you do. Running around I don't want to be poetic right now, but I find home in both of them. I get a sense of belonging when I'm around both of you. So I'm really, really grateful. Thank you for everything you've done for Books with Abna, the podcast.
Welcome.
Sometimes I hear people say, "Oh, Nasiba plug me on the podcast." I'm like,
Oh yes. Oh my god. It's not the shares that Abna will give us
on the podcast. Give you the right listeners. Like, just be bringing us
the right content.
Let us come and be talking on your podcast for you for free.
Guys, thank you so much for listening. As usual, you can send us an email at bookswithabna@gmail.com.
Come and market your book for free.
I said we have two series that are running, self-publishing and book clubs in Ghana. So if you're a book club, if you're a self-published author, please send us a DM. We are on Instagram at Books with Abna. That's all. It's one word. Books with Abna. One word. Okay, guys. Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye. Never.